This is Music Radio Creative, episode 44. Welcome to Music Radio Creative podcast with Isabella Russell. Where's Mike?
I'm over here.
In this episode, we are going to cover 10 quick tips on how to be heard as a voice artist.
All that and more coming up in this episode. Hello, this is Mike and welcome to the podcast. And I'm joined by the wonderful Isabella Russell, business development manager and also a director of the company here at Music Radio Creative. So over the past few weeks, we have had a number of voiceover applications in all shapes and sizes with different attachments, different styles of writing to us, even some personalized stuff. You've been snowed under. You have been in your inbox for, my goodness, I don't know how long, but I'm starting to see you head into the iMac replying to emails over the last few weeks.
It has been a great pleasure. I need to say that we had great response, a lot of very talented people. And I need to say straight away that even though, well, we have obviously promised to reply to everyone, and I have kept to the promise. So every single person who applied and who, well, came to my inbox and sent the application correctly is going to be replied to. I still have around 100 emails outstanding in my inbox. So it is going to take a considerable amount of time. And also, we have not concluded the actual search yet. So if you are listening now and you are a voice artist, please do apply. And we will link in the show notes how to do that.
Absolutely. And if you haven't already heard the initial episode, then I do encourage you to go back and listen to that. It's episode 39, Voiceover Jobs at Music Radio Creative, where we basically start our search for voiceover talent and other musical and singing talent as well to join the company. So we're going to go through 10 quick tips, pretty much the don'ts of becoming a voice artist.
I'm sorry. This may sound a little bit negative, but after going through all the applications, I was making notes of things that I thought, this is a big no to me as a person who's listening to the application. So I thought it's worth sharing.
So if you want to become a voiceover talent for whatever company, if you're applying to a production house or just a company that needs a voiceover talent, just remember these tips as you put together your showreel, as you put together your application. Hopefully they will help you to become a voiceover talent in the future. And I think it's going to be a really valuable episode. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be valuable, and I think we are going to have a little bit of a laugh too.
Definitely. Definitely. Now, one thing to bear in mind, we're obviously, for privacy reasons, not going to mention any names or attach any personal information to these tips. We're just simply giving out broad tips here. Yep. Although we did get permission from two wonderful voiceover talents to be able to use the application they sent to us in this podcast episode.
Yes.
So you will hear two real life examples. And we picked these ones out for what reason?
Well, they have done the right thing. They really got noticed. So that will be the way to get noticed
as a voiceover talent. So if you want to know how to get noticed as a voiceover talent, keep on listening to the end of this episode when we'll play those clips. But let's start with the don'ts. And there are 10 of them. So don't number one. Where
All
do we
right.
start?
Well, here is a good one. And now, do not attach a demo of your radio reel. I'm not looking for the next Chris Evans, all right?
How do you mean? Like an on-air talent?
Yes.
What, so, hang on. Somebody is applying to become a voiceover talent and they send you a demo that says, hey, it's 20 minutes past the hour and you're listening to Swan FM and here's the next one from Ricky Martin.
Exactly. And I have had a number, and when I say a number, probably at least 30 or 40
really?
Applications like this, which is really bad. When you apply as a voice talent, why would you apply with a radio reel?
This is turning off into a bit of a slagging off session. I'm not quite sure I like this, Isabella.
Sorry.
But, you know, the thing is, something I would interject here with, and I know you're being, you know, very harsh, and you have to be because you're a talent scout, talent judge. But, I mean, I've made mistakes throughout my career and applying for jobs in radio, some jobs that I really wanted that I never got because I made a simple mistake. And I think for anyone listening, if you have made any of these mistakes you're hearing, don't get discouraged by it.
No, of course not. No, we are sharing them so that you can get better, right?
So, okay, so don't send a radio talent demo when you're applying to be a voiceover. Let's get on to tip number two.
All right, well, tip number two, when you send a demo and we clearly ask for a demo to be completely dry and unproduced, you send a demo that is produced with very badly put sound effects and vocal effects. Now, how about that?
Well, they obviously definitely haven't watched my YouTube channel.
They definitely haven't.
I'll show you how to do it, hopefully the correct way. But yeah, no, that's interesting because, you know, I can kind of see where a voice talent's coming from on that one, because you want to show yourself at your best. And sometimes you feel that your raw and processed voice isn't strong enough. It isn't powerful enough. It's that almost that radio mentality, which is often a bad thing in voiceover because, you know, people think, oh, I've got to sound butch and, you know, powerful.
I know, but it takes away from the actual quality of your application. Firstly, it says to me you haven't read the instructions, and if you are not able to follow such a simple request as send raw and processed audio, then how do I know that you are going to be able to follow very simple instructions further on?
Fair enough. Okay, let's move on. Let's keep it quick paced. Let's get on to quick tip number three.
You don't want me to ramble on, Mike.
Well, we can ramble.
That's just my style, right?
Listen, when you start your own podcast, which I believe is coming soon, you can make your podcast as long as you want.
But
this one has to be about 20, 30 minutes in duration, if not less. So tip number three, keep them coming.
Sending an audio that has a very poor quality of audio. Now, I had a number of applications, and believe me, I did, where someone sent me an application with a voice memo attached from the iPhone.
Right. Now, the iPhone microphone isn't that bad.
Really?
And I've actually heard of voice talent who've done, like, taglines using the iPhone. But,
you know.
Are you
joking?
So at least invest in a Roland R-05, which our friend Cliff Ravenscraft recommends. Mm. You know, that's a step up from the iPhone.
No. If you do want to be a professional voice artist, you do have to have professional equipment.
Of course.
And do you know, to me, that's showing a disrespect in a way. If someone sends a demo like this to me, I'm genuinely not interested. And regardless, you know, if you have any access to a better equipment or anything like that, this is it for me.
Well, remember, as a voiceover talent, if you're just starting out, you've got to start somewhere. But then I guess you could go back to episode 38 of this podcast, listen to Darren Altman, who is completely against doing voiceover on a budget. He says, if you're going to do it,
do it
properly. So, yeah, good tip. Tip number four.
Okay. Naming files in a very strange way. Now, I had a number of applications that applicants attached 4, 5, 10 different demos, and they are all named like 001, 5, 9, 10, whatever it is.
Lots of random numbers, basically.
Yeah, and I'm to guess what is what. And, you know, the first thing I really want to find when I look through your application is the audio I asked for. So if I ask for a custom demo, I would like to have it clearly marked as this is a custom demo, and I would like to have it clearly marked as, you know, this is the my reel or whatever else I asked for. Now, if you are going to send me so many different files, you just make it confusing and time wasting. I don't have time. You know, it's as harsh as it sounds, but when you have 200, 300, 400, 500 applications to go through, make it very easy for whoever listens to actually listen to it.
Now, I must make a statement here. I haven't actually pre-read any of these tips you're reading out, so I don't know what's coming. But are you going to do a tip about sending files in strange ways?
Oh, yeah, that's coming up.
So we'll save that one. That's coming up. Yeah. So what are we up to now? Tip number five.
Yep, number five, sending very long-winded emails. Now, I know you want to show yourself in a very good way and you want to tell me about a lot of different things, but I want things to the point. Now,
it does,
because if I receive an email that's 2 pages long, am I likely to read it? No, I'm likely to listen to the demo. If I like it, I will read the whole email, right? If the audio is badly put together, or, you know, if it's not what I've asked for, I'm not likely to read it. Just make it to the point and valid.
I think that's a good tip just in general life when you're writing emails to people, especially if you're writing emails to people for the first time or a high-profile person that you want to make contact with. Value their time. So, you know, just get your point across, tell them what you want them to know, leave an information gap. I think this is fantastic. I've mentioned this before, I'm sure. Derek Halpin of Social Triggers says to leave an information gap. So you could send something like, "Hi, I'm a professional voiceover talent. I can do voices in 40 different styles. Would you like me to send a demo?" Immediately that will get your interest and you'd be like, "Oh yeah, send
a
demo."
Well, it would. And in fact, I did have a few applications like this. So I had, for example, a lady, she applied and she said, "Hi, you know, I'm a voice artist for the last 15 years. However, the whole of my family are voice artists. So I have two kids who do the voice voice demos, and my husband does them. Do you want to hear them? And I was like, yes, of course I do. And it encouraged me to actually reply.
I like this because I'm actually now interjecting your don't do this, don't do that with positivity and saying, good. Do this. So, yeah, leaving an information gap is sometimes good. Obviously, if you know, if you're asked to send a demo, do send a demo in most cases.
But, of course.
You know, you could send a demo.
In all cases.
You could send a demo of what you can do, and then maybe you could put in the very short email that you send, oh, by the way, I also have this talent, or I can also do this. Would you be interested to hear more? It's a great way of opening a door.
I completely agree with you, Mike.
Tip number six, what not to do when you want to be heard as a voice artist.
Right. I had a few emails that were sent, the audio was sent using services such as Sendit or Dropbox.
Yeah.
Now, whilst they are really good, okay, and they work, they expire. So I had a number of applications where I didn't manage to get to that application within 5 or 7 days that the file was there. And then I get to it and try to listen, and it says the link has expired.
What about SoundCloud is a good solution, surely? Because the audio is always there.
Absolutely. And I did have quite a few applications with SoundCloud links.
So that's okay.
Yep, that's fine. But please do make sure to check the links, because I did have a couple of occasions where the sender didn't check the link, and in fact the link was sending me back to the SoundCloud main page.
But also bear in mind with services like SoundCloud and other audio storage services, they are public unless you make the sound private, but then you have to share links and then it gets a bit fiddly. So anything you put up on SoundCloud, you know, bear in mind if you're auditioning for a specific job, that's going to be public and available and anyone can find it.
Exactly. And the best way to send it is really attach it to an email. If you are going to attach it as an email, it's the easiest way for me or whoever is listening to actually listen to the audio. If you are trying to attach a file that's 20, 30 megabytes long, it's too big. You have to make it easy for the listener to listen to it and for you to share it. Now, at this stage, I don't need WAV files. High quality MP3 is more than enough for me to be able to judge if you have a good quality microphone or if your demo sounds good or not.
What about tip seven?
When you send the audio, attach it in formats that are suitable for both Mac and PC users. I had a number of applicants who sent their demos with some really strange extensions. I'm a Mac user, and some of the things that were attached, I couldn't listen to or see because they were suitable for PCs only.
And tip number eight?
Misspelling names. I had a few applications that misspelled my name.
Well, you have got a difficult
name.
It is a difficult name to spell, Isabella.
Please. I know, my name can be spelled in probably 10 different ways, but still, pay attention to detail, and I think that is really the point here.
That's great. Fantastic. Very helpful tip. So tip nine, the penultimate tip.
When you say that you can do this, that, and another, and then there is no demo. So you are just giving me that whole pitch of what you can do and how great you are, and then you don't attach anything. That's a bad one too.
In a way, it's leaving an information gap, so you might get back and say, oh, send me the demo.
Well, I know, but you know, it's like teasing, and it's like, it's a bad tease.
Okay, so there are your 10 tips. And now the do's of applying to become a voice talent. Let's hear from two outstanding applications that we had.
Those were two very good applications that we have received. They most importantly got me to listen. And it was very nice to hear a personal message at the very beginning. It really got me engaged, for sure.
Great. So who's the first one?
The first one is going to be from a voice artist whose name is Jean-Paul.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Isabella. Hello, Music Radio Creative. This is JP. I've been working in radio for almost 30 years as a voiceover, a presenter, and radio journalist. I'm good at warm and friendly. That's just me, but can get pretty excited too.
There we go. There's Jean-Paul, and we'll link to his website in the show notes to this episode. Who's the second voice artist that we're featuring in this podcast?
The second one is Richard.
Hi, Isabella. This is Rich Grimshaw. I listened to Podcast 39 and got your email about expanding your business and looking for new talent. I'm really happy to hear that Music Radio Creative is doing well and growing. You and Mike do a great job, and your success is well-deserved. I always enjoy working with good people, and I'd be tickled to be a part of the Music Radio Creative voiceover talent. There's nothing special about my voice. It's a middle-aged American English male voice that, on good days, is warm and authentic. I'm easy to work with, honest, discreet, and dependable. There's several reads of your script that follow. Thanks for listening.
Love that. That's fantastic. And of course, you can look up Richard. We'll link to him in the show notes to this episode. Well, what a fantastic episode. Really enjoyed having you back. And hopefully we'll get a podcast from you in the not too distant future, Isabella.
Did you really enjoy it, Mike? You know, from the faces you were pulling out at me all the way through the recording. Well...
You really know how to be charming on a podcast, don't you? Hey, listen, we're actually going away next week, so it's worth to mention this. We're actually disappearing, so there won't be a podcast. If you're listening to this at the time of the release, there won't be a podcast the next week, but we will be back the week after.
Yes. So everyone deserves a break, even
yes.
Mike does.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. So, yeah, looking forward to getting away for a little bit. And
yeah,
actually going to have a social media blackout. I've already said that. I'm getting off Facebook. Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, everything.
And you even said you are going to take a book with you. Oh my goodness.
Instead of the iPad, because I know if I take my Kindle on my iPad, I'm going to be reading something. And I'll say, oh, I'll just check Facebook and I'll just, you know, check Gmail and then it all goes to bot. So, yeah, looking forward to a break.
I wonder what book that is going to be.
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
You read that one already.
Well, listen, it's been great to have you as a listener here. Really value your time. So thanks again for giving us your time on the Music Radio Creative Podcast. We like to keep it short. And a final word from Isabella.
Yes, I just wanted to say thank you for having me here because I don't think I did. And thank you to all the applicants. Thank you for applying and thank you for bearing with me with my replies.
Fantastic. We're back in 2 weeks here at Music Radio Creative.
So when you say we, is that going to be me and you?
Music Radio Creative.